Run fast,
said the Scarecrow to the Lion.
And get out of this deadly flower bed as soon as you can. We will bring the little girl with us. But if you should fall asleep, you are too big to be carried.
So the Lion aroused himself and bounded forward as fast as he could go. In a moment he was out of sight.
Let us make a chair with our hands and carry her,
said the Scarecrow. So they picked up Toto and put the dog in Dorothy's lap. And then they made a chair with their hands for the seat, and their arms for the arms, and carried the sleeping girl between them through the flowers. On and on they walked, and it seemed that the great carpet of deadly flowers that surrounded them would never end. They followed the bend of the river, and at last came upon their friend the Lion lying fast asleep among the poppies. The flowers had been too strong for the huge beast, and he had given up at last, and fallen only a short distance from the end of the poppy bed, where the sweet grass spread in beautiful green fields before them.
We can do nothing for him,
said the Tin Woodman sadly,
for he is much too heavy to lift. We must leave him here to sleep on forever, and perhaps he will dream that he has found courage at last.
I'm sorry,
said the Scarecrow.
The Lion was a very good comrade for one so cowardly. But let us go on.
They carried the sleeping girl to a pretty spot beside the river, far enough from the poppy field to prevent her breathing any more of the poison of the flowers. And here they laid her gently on the soft grass and waited for the fresh breeze to waken her.